You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, vieni gol! A gol, a gol, a gol, a gol!
Lomu! Oh, oh! The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross, il destro, vinto,
gol! My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
It works!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Now, joy!
Gee whiz, there's a lot of sports out there, isn't there, Lisa?
Yes, I really think we are going to come to, you know, the segment is actually finite. Like, we can't...
Do you think we can cover all the sports?
More things? Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I feel
like... Apparently there's 8,000 on Wikipedia.
What?
8,000 sports on Wikipedia.
Mm. Well, yeah, but that's a bit of bullshit. That's
we still haven't really concentrated
of
what makes a sport and what, like, you know, what's fruit, what's a vegetable. Like, that's kind of clear cut.
What
is a sport and what's
already.
A hobby? No, I don't feel like I've got a resolute... answer on that one.
I'll just check with Becky.
I don't think it's not like your responsibility to give me that either. It's fine.
I don't think there's a proper definition though.
Seems a sports though. Yeah. That's where we're headed.
No, we're taking it to grassroots level, Kiwiana.
Exactly. Kiwiana. Oh, thank you. I was going to call it quintessential British / New Zealand sport. Mm. What happened is yesterday I was trying to fall asleep, and as I do.
Every time I try and go to sleep. Was it an afternoon?
What time of the day?
It was nighttime.
Is
like when you go to sleep,
is
usually nighttime. Maybe not for you guys.
How would you make sleep late, sporting, would you say?
Sleep sporting. I don't know.
You like sleeping in strange positions.
I just like. What?
Sorry, Karen.
What are you talking about?
Thinking about sports hard out because so many sports.
Anyway. You're ruining my story.
Okay, carry on.
I was going to say that when I try and fall asleep, I put on Sky Sports because, I don't know, that's what you do sometimes. And things play in the background and you can close your eyes and you've got the commentary going on and you can visualise it. Yeah.
What are you, like a millionaire or something?
No, I'm someone that likes sports. Now, they do this thing called Fan Pass and it actually costs less, and also I have good broadband that gave me a discount.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay, cool. Insight.
I watch sports before I go to bed.
Yes.
And yesterday,
what sport gets you to sleep?
I landed on something that I thought was pretty interesting. Because it's got, I don't think people will find out what it is, but it's a ball game and it's got cheerleaders on the sideline and it's playing music in the stadium. I don't know if you can call that a stadium.
Oh, they're trying to hype, they're hyping it up. A bit.
They're hyping it up.
It's getting a bit basketball.
It's got music, it's got cheerleaders with actual glittery pompons on the side.
I'm ready to Google
it's got mascots, it's got thrill, one
it's
could
got
say.
Thrill.
Thrill.
Probably not spill.
And it's actually lawn balls.
What?
Smoke and spark.
Yeah. It's the proper name is Balls 3-5.
What?
As they call it, yeah.
Mm.
Wait,
it's got
wait,
a proper
how do you
name
spell
now.
That?
Balls. And then the three
balls
oh, it
or
has
balls?
To, so, oh, I don't know the difference.
Balls.
There's B-O-W-L-S. Mm. I don't know how you guys pronounce
lawn
it
balls.
Differently from how I say it.
Balls 3-5.
Yes.
Balls
so it's no, it's three the number, but five
I got it here.
All letters.
That is not a catchy name, team.
It's really not.
You know, the
but it's kind of like, so that's kind of ball's response to cricket trying to make it appealing to everyone
so
because
they're trying
test
to rebrand.
Matches are too long.
Is this spewed off from like the craze that was, oh, we're an advertising firm and want to do a cool Christmas activity, let's go to the lawn bowls thing and have some DB drafts. Is that kind of where this has come from?
Well,
a little
I
bit?
Think everyone figured out a couple of years ago that you could actually go and have some cheap beers and
there
the
are
bowls.
Definitely
quite,
DB draft
exactly.
On tap as well. So.
So they're trying to do that but also get people actually interested in the action on the field.
Yes.
And so they've created this new thing.
What's
where
the vintage on this?
What do you mean?
Like how old is this Bowls 3-5?
It's fairly recent. I don't know. I feel
I'm
like it's just kind of happening
really
now.
I'm starting to think the name's actually really awesome. I've said it three times now. It's pretty good.
It's just been created now. It's actually on. So, okay, how do I explain this? They've got kind of like three categories. They've got the Twilight one, which is like casual.
Glow in the dark balls?
No, it's
okay.
not. I don't know why they call it Twilight. Maybe it's the people that play it. Maybe it's just because it's casual, like people like
you're
you and me
that
don't know how to do it. That's the it's, the bottom.
It's a serious website. I'll say that much about it.
Yeah, and then they've got the interclub thing where it's like, you know, you're already playing into a club and then.
Is it kind of like 2020 cricket? Like, does is the yeah, format same with bowls? Is it a bit faster?
Okay, so the idea is to make it faster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the aim is for the games to be less than an hour long.
How long is a normal bowls game?
I don't know, very long. I don't really play balls. I wouldn't be able to tell you. Yeah, well, I don't know. They have an average of 55 minutes precisely, so apparently that's good because people don't have time to play lengthy games. The idea is that you get three people per team.
The numbers are going to come into it, I think. Yeah.
Five and three sets max.
Is it being pitched at younger people? Like, are they younger competition teams, or is it just the old diggers? Like,
not
classic
really.
Old.
No, I reckon, John, you've.
They're trying. Okay, so they're putting it on television. They've got the televised league.
Holy shit! By the way, the televised league.
There you go.
Has the finalists will compete for a shared New Zealand dollar prize pool of $28,000. That's
exactly.
That's a lot of DB draft.
So they're trying to get people into it. I'm like, money,
could
money.
You could almost go pro if you're in
what people love.
Yeah.
Cash.
Exactly. They don't care about sport. They just want the money at the end.
Has anyone out there played Bowls 3-5 in first person? Is it fun? Or?
I don't know. I haven't
I'll tell you
played.
What. I have enjoyed a work Christmas party or two in the summer.
Advertising?
No.
Oh.
You're at that one.
Oh, was it the old Meatworks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, that's big money.
That went crazy at the end. It was good, though.
There was a magician there.
That's pretty random.
Best magician I've ever seen in my life.
It was a good magician, although we had a few DB drafts by that point because we were at the Bowls Club.
Mm. Well,
$2 spirits as well at the Bowls Club. I don't know how that works, but...
Yeah, that's really, really good.
They're just trying to... Basically, they're land banking, though, as well. They're like, please don't bowl us down. Bad pun, I'm sorry.
So, if you feel like drinking cheap booze tonight, you can actually go to the Newlyn Bowling Club.
Oh, can I read out the Bowls 3-5 Twilight option? This is for the casual bowler.
That's
or for
I
the
said.
People looking to get into sport but have limited time due to work. Advertising.
Yeah.
No, but what about the cheerleading
market.
Squad?
Is
it only
that
on the
about?
Television thing? Or is
I think it's only in the television thing, but they were playing heaps of music. So they were playing kind of like old school things.
How
so
progressive is it? Is it like just good looking people in the, or is it women? No, man.
So it's quite mixed.
I would look at a fit dude jumping around well, you know, like fit people are fit. Looks good no matter what.
The ones I saw on television yesterday didn't look the fittest, but that was only a couple of teams. There's six teams, so who knows? People are more, it's more so middle aged people, but they have the Gore team. Has about four players that are around 20s, mid-20s, early-20s.
Not too much happening in Gore, so bowls it is.
How many places are actually can I go and play Bowls 3-5? Because I feel like this is going to be a revolt from your classic bowls joints.
I don't know. There's a whole list on the thing, but yeah. So if you go on the website, it kind of lists all the bowling clubs
around you
can go to.
The Eden Park, there's one by... Oh, no, that's actually just showing me Auckland Zoo.
So you can go to Poinchev. There's one in Poinchev. There's one in Block Owls Bay. There's one in Mangere Bridge. I can't remember all of
them.
Tell
me more about Newlyn tonight.
So tonight we've got three games. So basically every Tuesday and Wednesday night.
It's legit, though.
Until the 28th of November, they're doing games. Doing three games per night. Mm. So we've got a game at 7, at 8 and 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So tonight we've got those three games. You can go and see the Poinchev Pirates play. Yeah. Oh yeah, because also I forgot to mention that they have really cool names.
Okay.
They've got the Vipers, the Thunder, what is it? I've got them here. The Rams.
Poinchev Bowling Club is also
Rockets.
Quite a nice club.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Mm. I'm trying to get in. So.
Oh, is it a bit of a wait list? Is like
no,
trying to get a seat
really.
At the MGM?
I think
MGM.
It's just because if you go there, then you can go into the ISA.
This is completely so sanctioned, by the way. Like, it's Bowls New Zealand. I'm on the Bowls New Zealand website, and Bowls New Zealand's given it a nudge. So, obviously, even the oldies are like,
thing.
As long as people are getting into it, I'm into it, I reckon.
They're really trying to
That's
get people...
That's probably the vibe out on the green.
They made a promo video for the televised version, which is quite funny.
Look, I don't care, I reckon. Just if they're into it, I'm into it. How many jacks? Is just the one jack? Just a standard kind of thing?
Yes, it's all pretty standard after that. The only thing that changes is they're trying to make it shorter by making, like, less games being played.
Are teams dressing up like the Sevens and stuff?
Not really. They just have nice little, like, Lycra tops.
Okay.
Colourful Lycra tops with their numbers at the back.
And aerodynamic Lycra, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, anyone who wants to drink cheap booze can just go Bowls to Newland Bowling Club tonight.
And some hot chips as well, by the way.
Yeah, apparently the food is particularly good.
Careful you don't slip into a sausage on a stick with some of that carnival-style tomato sauce as well.
Sausage on a stick and some hot chips and some bowls.
So New Zealand. Mm, yeah. About as New Zealand as it gets.
Newland is indoors as well, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really matter today, but...
Bowls 3-5, rain or shine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bowls 3-5, 24-7.
Really organised.
Yeah, I feel like we've clocked this topic. Right. It's good,
actually,
though.
I'm actually kind of into it.
I'm definitely going to give it a go at some point. I mean, this could be Christmas. This will revolutionise Christmas parties.
Mm.
Yep. Just go.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
That's another sport in the can.
Yeah. There's way too many, though.
There's heaps. There's a lot. I'm
going to clock it.
El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. ¡Vamos, Leo! La juega en corto. ¡El disparo de Andrea!
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.
¡Gol de Andrés!
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.